Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on U.S. tariff and Indian economy. The participants are Subhamoy Bhattacharjee, economic analyst, and Sonu Sood, anchor.
Today is 1st August and Trump administration has announced the reciprocal tariffs threatened earlier on exports from nearly 70 countries that have not yet finalized trade agreements with US. On India, US has imposed a steep 25% tariff on most Indian origin goods effective August 7. To discuss the various aspects of this development, we have with us Subhamoy Bhattacharjee. Subhamoy, welcome to the program.
Happy to be here, Sonuji.
Subhamoy, the Commerce Ministry is assessing the impact that these tariffs will have on Indian economy, the various sectors, and they are having discussions with stakeholders. What do you feel? What will be the impact on Indian exports, Indian growth? The fact that Indian economy is largely driven by domestic demand, is that a significant factor in the current scenario?
These are interesting topics to talk about, and I'm very happy that I've got a chance to speak with Akashvani on this. What I, however, will point out is that trade does not occupy a very significant part of India's GDP. In fact, with USA, our total trade volume is just above 140, it's about $143 billion annually. Compared to the size of our almost, it's above 4 trillion now, economy, this is actually a very, very minor size. So what is its significance? Well, actually, if you calculate, let's assume that because of this 25% tariff plus penalty and whatever, and if it runs for a full year, the impact will be just be less than 30 basis point, which means if we are growing at 7%, instead of 7%, it will be 6.7%. So you can see the impact is very minimal. The imports that India does from USA are of very little consequence because these are easily substitutable. Large part of this is oil, which is about $40 billion. What about Indian exports? Well, India exports a lot pharmaceutical, a lot of electronic goods and gems and jewelry. All of these, they have an impact on companies. But in terms of the overall impact on the economy, the effects, as I said, are minuscule. So that means that we can happily live with higher tariffs, because what will happen is that these exports, as you can see, are those which are in demand in the USA. That is why they are going there. It is not because US pays any subsidy to us that these exports go there. So that means these exports are highly competitive. And that means that in other markets around the world, these exports can readily find a market. In fact, I would go so far as to say that the exports are so competitive that for the American market, there is going to be very strong demand to get these products from third-party sources. So that means there's quite distinct possibility that India will be exporting to some country, and that country will then export it to USA. And that is something which President Trump is setting up his country for, which means that they'll be paying a higher price for the same goods which they would have got right now from India at a lower price.
Absolutely. So the Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal in the parliament, he asserted that we are looking for a balanced, mutually beneficial trade deal and will protect our national interests. And he also spoke about how India is committed to the welfare of all sections of the economy, including farmers, exporters, entrepreneurs, MSMEs, and committed to national interest. Let's hear to what he said.
The implications of the recent development are being examined by the government. The Ministry of Commerce and Industry is engaged with all stakeholders, including exporters and industry, for taking feedback of their assessment of the situation. The government attaches the utmost importance to protecting and promoting the welfare of our farmers, workers, entrepreneurs, exporters, MSMEs, and all sections of industry. We will take all necessary steps to secure and advance our national interests.
So Shubhamoy, we are still a developing country with an imperative need for protecting job-creating sectors, protecting the vulnerable sectors like agriculture, dairy. You feel the developed countries need to be mindful of this when negotiating for a trade agreement. If we see our recent trade agreements with UK, UAE, EFTA countries and Australia, they have all respected and appreciated India's stand in this regard.
Well, the interesting thing, Sonuji, is that, you know, and our Akashvani listeners might be surprised, some of them, that while we look at the USA and we look at India and we still seem to think that, after all, that's a big country with big products all around in the markets. But the surprising thing is USA products that we see out there are not produced in USA. So when US companies come to India, say a Walmart or Amazon, they don't sell products produced in USA. They sell products either produced in India or produced in China. Now, that's a very interesting difference that is worth for us to think about. So that means that despite its status as a developed country, the USA has very little products to sell to India. In fact, I say this with responsibility and I'll say it again. USA has very little of its own product to sell to India. Now, that means that USA, what will it sell? Today, President Donald Trump is not saying that India is buying less of Boeing. India has got a huge pending order for Boeing planes. In fact, Boeing is not able to supply the demand from Indian aviation industry. Our aviation companies are actually, you know, they've got a backlog of orders which stretches up to 2030. There is a backlog of order for chip. There's a backlog of order for computer peripherals and every possible things because USA doesn't produce those in adequate numbers. In fact, their production level is very minuscule. So what is USA interested in selling to us? Surprising. USA is interested in selling us agricultural products. That is the only thing USA can and does want to sell to India. Now, in India, while our farmers may be small, marginal farmers, their production, the quality of their production and the quantity of their production is not small, neither marginal. We are the world's largest producer of horticulture products.
We are self-sufficient in that.
We are the world's largest. That means we have a huge export basket, which is there all around the year. There's no country which comes close to India in terms of horticulture products. When I horticulture products, I mean every type of vegetables. We are the world's second largest producer of cereals, wheat, rice, and all those things. And we produce them at competitive rates. When we go to the markets and we buy our daily stuff, as you can see from the inflation rate that's now, which is actually less than 2%. In fact, inflation rate for agricultural products has actually slipped into negative. So what does it show? That means the prices are competitive, more than adequate amount. The India government runs the world's largest food supply program under the National Food Security Act to 800 million Indians. And that is world's largest supply. And it doesn't affect India. India doesn't have to import any food to be able to make that supply. So what does it show? That we are self-sufficient. We are competitive. In fact, when we look at our milk products, India today, at one stage, India is to import milk. Today, India is the world's largest manufacturer of milk and milk-related products. Given that condition, we don't need any import of agricultural products from the USA. And that is what USA is trying to sell because USA does not have high value manufactured items to sell to India. It is a peculiar thing. It's a developed country, but it doesn't have products of which you would typically expect in a developed country. That is where the problem is coming along. So when Indian trade negotiators are having a problem, they have a genuine problem. They would think, and the people would ask them, that get us a good deal for high value added items. But USA doesn't have high value added items to sell us.
So it is laudable that the negotiators are firm on their stand, which they have displayed in the deals happened recently also.
Absolutely, which is why that when we look at the Indian economy's demand, and that is why the Commerce Minister is right in saying that we want a balanced trade agreement with USA. And this is the reason why India and USA actually has not had a trade agreement for decades, because USA does not have the products which meet the needs of the growing Indian economy in terms of meeting the needs of good high quality engineering goods or high quality other sophisticated equipments. So what are the things that we would be importing from USA? And that is where the challenge is coming along. So it's actually quite look at it this way. Trump says, I want to sell wheat and India saying, I want to sell drugs, you would expect that the negotiation would be different. They should be able to sell us high quality drugs and we should be selling them agricultural products. But no, it's the reverse.
So it's a very interesting observation. And also in the context of our buying oil from Russia, President Trump referred to India and Russia as dead economies. Now, this seems ironic and absurd, as India is being lauded the world over by international forums, the most vibrant economy, fastest growing economy. So let's hear what our Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal had to say about it in the parliament.
In just over a decade, India has rapidly transformed from being one of the fragile five to the fastest growing major economy in the world. We have risen from the 11th largest economy to one of the top five economies, driven by our reforms, hard work of our farmers, MSMEs and entrepreneurs. It is also widely expected that we will become the third largest economy in a few years. Today, international institutions and economists see India as the bright spot in the global economy. India is contributing to almost 16% of global growth.
India is not only seen as a bright spot, it's also seen as the world's biggest market. And President Trump keeps changing his stance. He has so many times called, and even in the recent assertions, he has called India a friend. So you feel that the trade negotiations, which the Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has asserted, are ongoing. They could yield results soon in terms of the trade deal being finalized?
A few days ago, President Trump had said the big deal is coming with respect to India. Today, he is talking of dead economy. What does it essentially mean? And I say this with an absolute sense of responsibility. Among all the trade negotiations that USA is doing with our country, with all countries, the biggest prize is the deal with India. It will be something which President Trump will be, if it is signed, and he's making it more and more difficult by his utterances, the biggest achievement of his administration, which is why you are getting the series of frustrated rants from the White House. So we should not be very excited about these comments, because these are essentially ways in which a frustrated person vents out her or his anger. Essentially, we don't need to be telling the world where India stands in terms of its capacity as an economy. It is the recognition, and every other statement is coming from the White House itself. By saying how much they want the deal to happen, they are showing how significantly powerful the Indian economy is. Because of that, this is their biggest frustration, that why isn't it going through? And as we just discussed in the so far, that it's frankly not greatly in India's interest, which is why over the last few decades, we have not been able to have a free trade agreement with the USA, because the way the Indian economy has evolved into a sophisticated economy, its needs do not get satisfied by the products that USA provides. I'm talking about the goods. The services sector is a different thing altogether. So this is where the challenge is, that we don't need those, yet we are being told that is there some way that we can have a deal with them? And for them, it is actually the most essential deal to go through. It's like something like what you can call the crowning glory for the US administration, if they can sign it. Naturally, it is important, and that is why the India government has taken a very mature position, that we shall not respond to every needles and barbs by making a counter statement. Instead, the India government has been saying that we look at what's happening, we'll consider our positions, take a reasonable view, and based on that, we will take the decision whether to go in and sign the agreement or whether to defer it. In fact, India has already made a point that the next round of negotiation will be only in the end of August. And it doesn't say that that's a concluding round of negotiation. So there'll be further steps, and that is necessary, and that is essentially in India's interest. So actually, we don't lose out anything. And as we just discussed, our economy also doesn't get particularly hurt if these high tariffs come in.
So thank you so much, Umar, for giving your perspective on the latest developments on the bilateral relations between India and the US.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on U.S. tariff and Indian economy. The participants were Subhamoy Bhattacharjee, economic analyst, and Sonu Sood, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.
Spotlight.